Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Several ideas or suggestions have come before us. I think the one that particular that we would like the best would be to name the city chambers, this council, and the Al Bruton City Council Chambers or whatever. As you all know, and you all do too, spent a lot of time here. Al, you know, he never missed a meeting. I mean, his priority was to be here at these meetings.
Now, I feel like I owe you a little bit of an apology. And the apology is, this will not be a normal episode of Milton City Council Melodrama Theater. There is no melodrama at this episode. This is just my way of saying we're talking about Milton. And so I don't want you to have expectation that there's like the subsequent funny, dysfunctional thing coming, because this was actually a moment of great unanimity by the city council. This is Larry Bruton, the brother of Al Bruton, who is a longtime participant, activist, spokesperson, represented the black community in Milton. A really smart guy, really good guy. I'd never met him, but by everything I could tell by watching him in the meetings, I don't think I've met very many. In fact, I don't know that I've met any city council members in person. I'm just trying to think about that. No, I don't think so. Anyway, but you get to know him by watching him, you know? So, okay, and he was a very good guy, sharp guy, and he passed away. Sadly, his sister also passed away recently as well, and they were trying to figure out what to do to honor him. Various things that they considered, naming the basketball court area after him, naming a section of street after him, giving him a key to the city, and then, you know, the possibility of naming the city council chambers after him, you know, because chambers often have names, and, you know, like you have the Hagler Mason room in the city council in, you know, Pensacola, and, you know, different rooms have different names, right? That was the idea, and Larry Bruton said the family kind of likes that idea. Mike Cusack jumps in and says, let's go.
I'm for this. Yes, makes sir. Sense to me. I think everybody else here agrees with me as well. Wouldn't you say?
Well, I just have a question, a couple things, and, you know.
I'm always cautious when somebody asserts that everybody agrees about a thing, you know, because, you know, it's Milton, and also we'll see.
Al's done a lot for the city, but I've also heard some concerns about starting to name certain parts of the buildings and different things, and I'm not again. I mean, Al did a lot, nothing about it. I got a suggestion. I sent it to the city manager, and I'd also like to know his opinion.
This is Jeff Snow talking.
And nothing against Al, but we got so many valuable people. I mean, Mr. Witt was over there for 47 years, and I just think we need to, I don't know if maybe you're setting a precedent, you know, by naming a part of the city.
And I see what Jeff's getting at. You know, we start naming bits of the city after people, and then, you know, you kind of have to, you know, if you name it for this one, you got to name it for that one. And, you know, I understand where he's getting at. And, you know, you remember I had made a suggestion on the radio that maybe, like in Pensacola, you would name the open forum, you know, which is the Leroy Boyd Public Forum, because he was a longtime citizen advocate, activist, and kind of it seemed fitting to me that instead of just a plaque over the wall or, you know, over the doorway, the arch or whatever, that instead he'd get actually mentioned every time you have a city council meeting open and closed. Now time for the Al Bruton Public Forum. So, you know, and I had suggested that to Jeff as an idea. I didn't know whether he would, you know, suggest it to the council or not, but apparently he did.
I did get a suggestion, and I don't know what y'all think about it, that Pensacola named the public input, which Al was the best at, you know, and it could be here. And I'm just throwing a suggestion out there of what they said. I got a message, the Al Bruton Public input form, you know, something. That's what he did. He did that in parks.
And nobody preferred that idea, so they just went with what the family wanted.
There's been so many great ideas that have been presented, and honestly, I would support any of them.
It's Casey Powell.
Knowing what the family supports, I'd be happy to put it in a motion to move forward with naming this room.
Yeah, so that's what they did, and the concept about it being a precedent and that being a problem.
And just for a matter of, like, we'll state it for precedence, there's different rooms and different meeting rooms that have been named in different parts of the city, like our parks department does that as well. So I don't really have a concern with setting a precedence. And if anything, personally, I would think it's a precedent worth setting.
Yeah. So, which again makes sense to me. I just thought that was a different idea that nobody had considered, and I wanted to make sure it got considered. They didn't like it, so they went with the name in the room or the room chambers after him.
That unanimously passed. Thank you, members of the Bruton family.
And I share that with you, A, because it's a good thing to honor Al Bruton. The second, because even though I know there's a lot of dysfunctional elements of these meetings, and I do make a lot of fun at their expense, there are other elements where it just goes well. And I don't want you to think it's like maybe you tune in one day and you're like, man, this is 2 hours of just boring. And, you know, but then the other half hour to an hour is, you know, worth the time of admission. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. One other kind of funny moment coming up in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right. 98 not doing so great this morning. 98 westbound at Tiger Point and Avalon, really, really slow. Also 98 eastbound and starting at the Windhaven Publix, it's really slow in that area. NAS Pensacola main gate traffic is backed up to Gulf Beach Highway. Also East Olive Road between I-10 and Whitmire Drive is still really, really slow from an earlier accident, but it is starting to move out. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the Milton City Council meeting just briefly, because there was a kind of acute moment where, you know, one of the agenda items that they've been kind of working on was having a search firm hired, because you remember how they had selected Scott Collins and then he had opted out and there was a lot of drama, in case you don't remember all of this, but then he opted back in and they wound up hiring him, and so he's at the meeting. But one of the items on the agenda was the search firm to find the city manager, with they already have one sitting there, right?
Any questions? If not, please vote. Thank you, Mr. Collins, for
voting to drop the item,
being able to join us and be our city manager.
No, thank you for voting to cancel your search committee. What an interesting 2 weeks, if not.
It's a vote of confidence by council, isn't it?
I assume so. So thank you. And it will not be ignored, I can assure you that.
There you go. See, that's a moment of just goodness and decency and unity and levity, and that's fine. Which I also find kind of interesting, because they can go back and forth from the shrillest of moments to stuff like that, which is an interesting range for a sitting body. 8:18 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you notice your loved ones, particularly parents, but it could be brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, could be anybody really, but usually it's parents, maybe it's grandparents, okay? But you notice that they just aren't able to do as much for themselves anymore. And I know how you react is you just kind of want to not deal with it. You want to pretend it's not true, and you want to ignore it because it's easier, and nobody wants to have these conversations. But, you know, if they're having trouble driving to the store, or if they're having trouble cooking and cleaning, or even getting dressed in the morning, brushing teeth, stuff like that, and you might even be helping them, or you might be hiring somebody to come help, but it's right kind of getting to be too much, like it's progressing. Well, this is why you look at assisted living. And the whole purpose of assisted living is to give people that you love the maximum amount of independence that they can handle and get them the help they need so they can have that maximum independence that they can handle. And so what you do is you talk to my friend John Horton. The organization is Assisted Living Locators, and he literally helps you find the right place and understand the differences between them, the cost, the culture, the activities, you know, what would be right for your loved one, because there's like 30 different ones here locally, and there's no charge. He's just there as a resource to help guide you and answer your questions. 712-0887, or look him up online, John Horton at assistedlivinglocators.com.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pensil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because, hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking. It just fits better. Make the switch at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Pensacola Habitat for Humanity as they discuss their Weatherization Day open house, as well as upcoming events, maintenance workshops, and programs designed to improve our community and bring much-needed relief to those in need. Discover ways to volunteer and donate to enhance lives of so many in our community. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
He chose poorly.
I got a funny text in at 437-1620. Somebody said, please tell me that after waiting 3 more hours for Act 4 of the Milton play, that there's more coming. I was like, no, I did Act 3 and 4 at 7 o'clock. We were there already, and I would have had to go back and, you know, kind of recreate the scene again, and so I didn't want to cliffhang you one more time. Is kind of how I did. I wanted to reward you at 7:10. 8:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Baseball yesterday was a lot of fun. Tommy Pham in the top of the second inning for the Diamondbacks against the Phillies in Game 6.
And Pham sends one deep in the left field, and that one's gonna fly. Tommy Pham, welcome back to the lineup. Running around those bases with some anger.
Not to mention it too many times, but former Cardinal Tommy Pham. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. again in that same inning, nobody out.
That ball's hit well into left field. That one is way back there, and Gurriel goes deep.
Back-to-back home runs to start the second inning, and then Evan Longoria doubles to the gap with Thomas on first base. It was super speedy. That made it 3-0, and that was enough to win the game. Eventually 5-1, I think, eventually. So the Diamondbacks and the Phillies go to a Game 7 tonight. And then the Rangers and the Astros in Game 7 last night. This has been a back-and-forth and a weird one because the visiting team has won every single game, and that has only ever happened once before in postseason history. So Corey Seager in the first inning.
On this 1-0 from Javier, Seager hits a high fly ball, deep right field, a bomb in the first.
That's 1-0 off of Javier, who did not have a good game. He actually wound up getting out in the first inning. It was that bad. And then Adolis Garcia, keep this name in mind, also a former Cardinal.
Here's his payoff. Garcia gets up on it, drives it to left. Back it goes. Off the wall. Carter read it well. Here he comes. 2-0 Texas in the first.
I love that one because you can hear the smack of the Crawford box frontage of the scoreboard. And then also Adolis Garcia, who stood there at home watching the ball not leave the park. This is funny. But oh my God, did he have a night. Top of the third.
Garcia starts the third and drives one the other way. Down.
He's got My goodness, he's hit so many home runs in the postseason. It's ridiculous. That was one in the top of the third. Top of the fourth, he got a hit with a man on second and third and scored. And then in the top of the eighth, Adolis Garcia, again, former Cardinal, like we could have had him on our team, you know?
Impressive. Tom, take it away. Here's the fly ball. Hold on 1 second. Back goes Brantley to the wall, and Adolis Garcia has hit another home run. Impossible.
4 for 5 with 5 RBIs and 2 home runs. Not too shabby. he was angry. So, you know, good for them. So the Rangers win and they go to the World Series to wait on who wins today's game against the Diamondbacks and the Phillies. And I just tell you again, look, you probably heard it too many times for me to repeat it, but I am a huge Cardinals fan. So I loved the 2011 World Series where we beat the Rangers after should have lost to them in game 6. But, you know, David Freese and then again, David Freese and then we won. So I feel bad for them that they've never won a World Series. And so I really do hope that it's not the Phillies. No offense if you're from Philadelphia, but I lived in Arizona for a while. Love to see the Diamondbacks do well. They've already had their World Series. It's fine. But the Rangers need to get there and win. I'd love to see them get a World Series just out of sympathy sake for the fan base after all of these years. All right, Jake, tell them about traffic on the fives.
All right, 98 westbound Tiger Point Avalon still moving very slowly this morning. NAS Pensacola main gate traffic is starting to get a little better. East Olive Road between I-10 and Whitmire is also starting to flow now from an earlier accident. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756 for Executive Landscaping. If you have any traffic info to report, you can text at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey,
can I say this to you now that it's like you're 7th day on the job?
You may.
You're doing great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm not Candy, guys. I'm sorry. I miss Candy, too. I've known her for all of 2 weeks, and I'm already just missing her.
Dearly, Candy's the best. And just we've had several people ask today, and, you know, just had some stuff at home, had to take care of, couldn't work the morning shift anymore. That's all there is to it. Love her. She'll be back to fill in, and but you really are. You're doing great.
Thank you so much.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines, who also does great. For a long, how long have you been here, David? 2 years?
Oh, yeah, going on three.
Three years. Okay. All right. Outstanding.
A group of Senate Republicans want President Biden to expand construction of the border wall that's been the support of sheriffs in South, or that has the support, rather, of sheriffs in South Texas. Apparently, that audio doesn't want to cooperate now. Texas is.
This is very, very quiet. It's like the low talker on
Seinfeld.
It is,
absolutely. But Texas's Zapata County Sheriff Ray Bosk says that the wall would cut down on illegal migrants cutting through ranches in Texas, which puts residents there on edge. Of course, earlier this month, the White House waived a handful of environmental laws, which would allow construction along a busy sector of the border in Texas. Former President Donald Trump and former attorney Michael Cohen expected in Manhattan court today as part of Trump's civil fraud trial. And the House meeting this hour for an internal vote, Andrew. They heard from eight candidates
yesterday.
They
did the evening gown parade and the talent show.
Right, the swimsuit competition's up next.
All right, good.
Yep. So if you want to watch that, C-SPAN is where that's at.
God, that would just be... If I were producing the House of Representatives, I will make a show out of it, you know? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Vice Chairman of the House GOP Conference, Mike Johnson, was asked how he thinks things will go. He said it could be a long day.
Yeah, you think? I think they win if it's only a long day.
Yes, absolutely. Long 3 weeks so far for them, I think.
That's exactly right. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 829 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Do I want to get into that again? No, I'm good. Oh, this cool, genuinely cool story. Genuinely cool story. NorthEscambia.com reports on Ransom Middle School holding a mock election, voting, like getting used to the mechanics of doing an election. And what they did was they voted on their favorite things. So they got to vote, for example, between West Florida, University of West Florida, or FSU. FSU won 62-32. Ford over Chevrolet, 48-32. Chick-fil-A over Whataburger, 120-24. Donald Trump over Biden, George Washington, Ronald Reagan, and Abraham Lincoln, interestingly. I don't know how to make of that one. Anyway, dogs beat cats, 139-31, as is natural. And the top sport, as decided by Ransom Middle School students, football. And the top school subject? PE. I love it, though. It's Escambia County Supervisor of Elections Office, David Stafford, and the folks all putting that together. I think that's really cool. The My Favorite Things election. Get them used to voting, get them used to the machinery, and then they can vote when they're adults.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Israeli airstrikes over the last day have killed more than 700 people in Gaza, according to the Hamas-run health ministry.
More than 400 targets of Hamas and Islamic Jihad hit by the Israelis. There are sirens sounding in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba, a major population center here in the south. 18 days into this conflict, despite the thousands of airstrikes against Gaza, the factions inside can still fire on southern and central Israel.
Fox's Trey Yinks. At least seven people are killed in crashes on I-55 near New Orleans, Louisiana, involving 158 cars and trucks driving through a mix of fog and smoke from marsh fires.
There were cars stacked on top of other cars. At least two 18-wheelers burst into flames after that super fog really created zero to very low visibility throughout the day on Monday.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, it is 62 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. A memorial service was held yesterday to honor the 240 people killed 40 years ago during that deadly terror attack in Beirut, Lebanon. The memorial was held at Veterans Memorial Park. Names of every victim were read out.
This was a moment in time that impacted all our lives, and we realized what kind of commitment we have made to our country and serving our country, and what sacrifices were going to be made.
And that was keynote speaker for that memorial, Colonel Caveman Holsworth. He says the attack was the start of modern terror attacks, with the methodology that would be used and the ruthless tactics. The 1983 attack, the deadliest day for U.S. Marines since Iwo Jima in World War II. So, new top executive for BRACE, the Be Ready Alliance Coordinating for Emergencies, Dr. Nick Jackson, now named the new CEO of that organization. He's got 24 years of public service experience in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties and has held multiple leadership roles in that time. BRACE is a nonprofit based in Pensacola. Their mission is to make communities more disaster resilient through public-private partnerships. Plans have been advanced now for a brand new high school in South Santa Rosa County during the Santa Rosa School Board meeting earlier this month. Board members approved a $102.7 million construction bid for Pensacola-based Moret Company.
As a local contractor, someone that grew up in this community, I look forward to delivering what is undoubtedly going to be a wonderful product for our community. And our team looks forward to delivering a successful project that will serve our community for generations to come.
And that school will be located in Midway across the street from the Gulf Breeze Zoo. It's expected to open in 2026. Sheriff Chip Simmons giving us a little more information on what turned out to be a pretty elaborate heist at Family Dollar over the weekend.
It certainly seemed like they were determined. They chose an area that was not visible from the roadway around to the back. We believe they used cutters. In fact, they went through a couple of different cutters, so it would have taken them some time to get a hole in the back of the business.
And investigators say that happened over the weekend. Sunday morning, employees arrived at that Family Dollar to discover a big hole in the back of the store. The thieves broke into the store's safe and ATM. The Pulse nightclub in Orlando, now a little bit closer to belonging to the city. The city commission there in Orlando yesterday voted to buy the land for $2 million. They're expecting that sale to be done by the end of the week. The city planning to build a memorial to the 49 victims of the 2016 shooting. Florida lawmakers will be meeting in Tallahassee for 4 days next month to discuss Governor DeSantis' wishes for increased sanctions against Iran.
They're the number one state sponsor of terrorism, yet Biden relaxed the sanctions, did the $6 billion deal. He needs to shut off the oil money to Iran, take back the $6 billion, put them in a box so that they can't fund Hamas and Hezbollah anymore.
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel and stand against Hamas. He's calling for the Florida legislature to pass sanctions to ban Iranian business in the state. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
98 westbound is still very slow at Tiger Point and Avalon. East Olive Road between I-10 and Whitmire Drive is starting to flow now from that earlier accident. Also, west Fairfield eastbound. There's a disabled vehicle causing some slowdown in that area, so please use caution. This traffic report is brought to you by Indeed.com. If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A beautiful day today with temperatures near 80 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. For your Wednesday, 79 degrees for your high with mostly sunny skies. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This nice pattern does continue as we go into Thursday with a high near 79. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 62 in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, and 58 in Milton. Your money now. The market's opening up this morning. The Dow is up 287.27 at 33,223.68. The S&P 500 up 3090 at 42,47.61. The NASDAQ up 91.32 at 13,109.65 this morning. Our 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.85%. Gold prices down a bit today, down 1410 at 1,973.70. Silver prices down a bit as well at 22.95. And if you're invested in Bitcoin, it's a good morning. Up 3,123.37 at 34,407.98. That is a big jump for Bitcoin. The Biden administration designating more than two dozen U.S. cities as tech hubs to ramp up American competitiveness in the tech sector. The initiative makes the communities eligible for tens of millions in grants to help boost innovation across a variety of sectors, including quantum computing, artificial intelligence, and clean energy. Negotiations between SAG-AFTRA and the Hollywood studios slated to resume today. Management had halted those discussions earlier this month. Union members are asking studios for better pay, protections against AI, and residuals from streaming. Some UAW union members want their leader, Sean Fain, to show solidarity and accept the same $500 pay that they're receiving during the walkout. The union says Fain will continue to be paid his salary, though, estimated to be more than $200,000 per year. That's outlined in the union's constitution. Meanwhile, the UAW expanding its strike again against the big three automakers, workers now at a Stellantis plant in Detroit, hitting the picket line today, bringing the total number of workers off the job to just over 40,000. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport, a sleek compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone's comfort, the 2024 Atlas SE, now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
Four times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Diesel Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today is a simple question for you. 437-1620 is my phone number if you want to text me in your answer. But the simple question, it is National Bologna Day. Or do you say bologna? I don't know. Either way, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean. The odd consistency pink sliced meat.
Yes.
Let's just
yes.
put it that way. Because it does kind of have a, you know, it's not thick. It's not, I mean, it's not in terms of dense. It's not thin. It's just kind of, you know, the floppy meat, the floppy pink meat. I mean, there it is, right? So do you like bologna? And if so, how? What is your way of eating it? 437-1620, 437-1620. Text me your best answers. And if I, you know, I will say your name. If you want me to say your name, text it to me, and then I can add it to my list of, you know, so I know who's texting me. And if you don't want me to, that's fine, too. And if you want to be anonymous, just remain anonymous. No big deal. 437-1620. We always like to protect whatever people want in that regard. Jake, do you have a, do you eat bologna?
Oh, yes. Well, not now that I don't live at my parents' house, I don't, but I used to. My parents.
Wow, way to
would,
throw shade.
No. I mean, I
know what you said. You said that some people are too old to eat bologna. Grown-ups shouldn't eat bologna is what you said. I mean, that was a quote, direct quote.
Or some people are too young to cook it like their parents enjoy it. Maybe it's the nostalgia of it, but the fried bologna sandwich with mayo. I'll go Tim McGraw on you. Fried bologna sandwich with mayo and tomato. Give it to me.
I love it. With love tomato it. And mayo.
Mayo, yes.
All right. The tomato is the one I'm working around. The mayo I can get, although I would say Miracle Whip.
Okay.
But that's a side conversation.
That's a dressing.
The difference is that when you've got the, and I assume when you fry your bologna, you fry it to it's a nice crispy exterior, so you really get that crunch. Curls up. You gotta cut a little slice in it to make sure that it stays a little flat to cook properly.
Right.
But, you know, okay, but then, so you got the contrast of the savory, the salty, and then you put a little sweet in there with the mayonnaise is what you get.
Yes.
So, all right.
Now, if you don't fry it.
You don't
you
toast the bread, though,
eat
right?
It on a, you can't.
No.
I didn't.
No, but you got to get caught in your teeth.
Yeah, but if I don't eat it fried, I have to have mustard on it. It's weird. If it's not a fried bologna sandwich, if it's just regular bologna on bread, it's got to be mustard and nothing else.
I think what we've found here is way too much similarity on this one topic.
I know I am too much about
the
this.
Exact same.
Oh,
if I'm
okay.
If I'm having a just a straight up bologna sandwich because I don't have time to fry it,
right?
I'm having it with mustard,
right?
As is God's intent. And if I'm frying it, then I'm putting. I mean, I might put some different things, but you know, if I'm frying, I probably still put a little mustard, but I probably Miracle Whip that way. I don't do the tomato, but mostly because I've never tried it. So I'll take your Tim McGraw suggestion.
Okay.
437-1620, 437-1620. My boys are so weird on this. When I have not made them, I will probably have to make it soon. Since today's the day, you got to celebrate it. My boys like to put, I give them the fried bologna and the bread, and they like to put seasoned salt and barbecue sauce. I have said all I want to say about this, but I feel like I don't know where they got this from. I don't know how they started. It's not like a passed down tradition. They innovated that one, and they all three of them same way.
Somebody wearing white Crocs on TikTok has been doing this, and they've seen it. Dirty white Crocs.
To be fair, and not to paraphrase Foreigner, but to be fair, they were doing this before TikTok existed, and they do not have TikTok, as far as I know. 437-1620. Let's see. Bologna is a flat hot dog. It is.
Yep.
In white bread with mustard. Amen. That's the way. Don't bring me that wheat bread. Somebody here says, yes, fried on white bread with mayo and tomato. Oh, the same.
There you go.
What'd you say? Tim McGraw?
Tim McGraw.
Okay, all right. And they, you know what, I will say this, they were probably doing it before he said it.
Right. Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Probably it's been around.
Oh, yes.
Somebody here says just plain fried. I like that. Mm-hmm. Fried Kentucky round steak. I love that. That's great.
Oh, that's
fried Kentucky round steak. Oh, that's great. I love it. Somebody says, I like Oscar Mayer. My bologna has a first name. I like Oscar Mayer fried crisp with mustard and onion. Oh, onion.
Onion.
Hmm. You know, okay, so hear me out. Okay. Are you a liver and onions guy? Do you like liver and onions?
No. Sorry.
Okay. Right, I may have gone, sorry, I may have gone awry here. No, what I was going to say is it reminds me of, you could probably do like the Kentucky Philly, which would be fried bologna, liver, onions, bacon, all together, and just take me straight to the hospital afterwards. I mean, that's how that would work. Let's see, 437-16. Oh, somebody says it's bologna, not bologna.
Yeah.
Okay. Add a single slice of properly fried bologna to any toasted bread meat sandwich. Any toasted bread meat. Okay, so you could have like a BLTB. A bacon, lettuce, tomato, bologna, if fried. That's interesting. I'm thinking this through in my head. You got like a club plus bologna. I mean, I think they're right. I think you could, just like you can add bacon to anything, you could probably add fried bologna to just about anything and make it better.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 437-1620 is phone number. Text us your answers. How do you eat your bologna or bologna or bologna? Jake has got traffic on the fives.
All right, 98 westbound in Tiger Point and Avalon still moving pretty slow. East Olive Road between I-10 and Whitmire Drive starting to flow now from an earlier accident. I'm now seeing East Burgess between Oakfield and Palafox is just very, very slow for some reason. And W Street and Fairfield eastbound, disabled vehicle causing some slowdown there, so please use caution. You can always text your traffic tips to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable with mayo and tomato.
Okay, very good, very good. You know, Frontier Motors, Dave Ramsey talks about them. I talk about them. Jake now had a good experience going to Frontier.
I went there
around
yesterday. Yeah, no so, pressure. It was great.
Yeah, very straightforward, very easy to deal with. And, you know, one of the things about them is they've got a big selection, okay? And what they really specialize in is cars that are 1, 2, or maybe 3 years old with low miles and great condition. The kind of car that's like 8 years old is not really what they sell, okay? They sell cars that are almost new so that you can buy it and then you can own it for a long time. And then if you're like me, you put 200,000 or 300,000 miles on it, and then you buy another car with like 5,000 or 10,000, and then you drive it for 200,000 or 300,000 miles. Like, I mean, I have a Civic now that's, I think we're at 180. You know, so it's like entering midlife right now. And, you know, we bought a Honda Odyssey from them a couple of years ago. But the point is, great selection, great prices, fair prices, and, you know, they have what you need. And if they don't have it, they can probably go find it. So stop by and take a look. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to the texts here on our bologna proper way to eat it sandwich day on National Bologna Day. Somebody here says, my husband... She said hubby, says bologna is poor man's steak. It needs to be fried with barbecue sauce. No, Spam is poor man's steak. Right. Although these days, not poor man's. My God, have you tried to buy a Spam lately? It's like $6 for a tin. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. Like when I'm in the store looking at the generic Spam, I know I've made bad life choices.
Oh, yes.
Somebody here says, I'm from the Mid-South Missouri area. Cray brand is the best ever. Fried until almost black. I don't know Cray. You know, that's true. I don't think of bologna as having like brand differentiation. I think of hot dogs for sure, but I don't think of bologna as having it. Although I'm, you know, do they make like a all beef bologna the way they make an all beef hot dog, like a Coach, a Nathan's or a Hebrew National? If they made bologna, I'm sure it'd be fantastic.
I think Brian was the name of it. Was Oscar Mayer and Brian were the two leading,
okay.
And we always went Brian because I think they had an all beef.
So I'm interested now to look into that. Somebody says I love bologna as long as I don't have to eat it.
What do you do with it?
I don't know. Put it on the dashboard. Fry bologna on white bread. Put the bologna on the bread with all the grease and then squish it down. Oh, the grease. No, that's exactly right. Fried bologna cup. Bologna, mashed potatoes, and melted cheese on top. Oh.
At KFC.
Yeah. with some popcorn chicken on top. I love it. Bologna with lettuce, tomato, and cheese on white toasted bread. Sprinkled with a little Tony's seasoning. Oh, the Tony's seasoning. That's a step up. I'll tell my boys about that instead of the seasoned salt. Well, thank you all. That was a fun topic. I always appreciate it. That's our frivolous topic for the day. If you are thinking about selling or buying a home, or maybe, you know, it's you're wanting to pick up a rental property, or, you know, maybe you're for the first time, you're like, you've been renting and you're thinking about not renting anymore and buying your own. Whatever the case may be, give Christina Leavenworth a call and just ask her. She loves to talk to people. She loves to answer questions. Sit down, make a friend. You know, she's always making friends and meeting people. And she even told me the other day, she's like, Andrew, if I sit down with somebody and we get a deal, great. If we don't get a deal, equally great. You know, if they recommend a friend and I get a deal, great. If I don't, no big deal. I mean, I just love to talk to people. I love to inform them. I love to help, to know that I'm helping them make good decisions about one of the most important investments they'll ever make in their life. And to understand that and to make a wise choice. Like, she just loves doing that and being a service for folks. And yeah, it's turned into a lot of homes. 230 homes that she and her folks at Levinrinke Realty sold last year. That's amazing. 230. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levinrinke Realty.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's one of your last couple of chances to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and watch the sunset as you enjoy your favorite bands. This week, the Knee Deep Band hits the stage. They're a high-energy variety show with something to please audiences of all ages. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 10 as Cody and Corey with the Pensacola Opera discuss their upcoming Foo Foo event, Mozart's Così Fan Tutte, on November 3rd and 5th. And Songs Down South, a Southern Music and Food Festival on November the 9th. Call in to text your questions for Pensacola Opera at 850-437-1620. Learn more at PensacolaOpera.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Treat yourself.
So the governor made some comments yesterday about, you know, the important, we've got a special session coming to deal with sanctions against Iran and, you know, about how when he was in Iraq, all of the things that they saw were coming out of Iran, that Iran has got blood on their hands and is responsible for killing as many service members as any other country in the region or more than. And I thought it was kind of interesting. David Wayne is in the newsroom. And David, you and I had an interesting conversation earlier, and I wanted to let people hear this again in case they didn't. You have particular knowledge of this because when you were in Iraq for a couple of years, you worked in EOD. You worked in, you know, explosive ordnance disposal, right? Let's put David.
Well, it was something similar. I did route clearance, so it was a very similar job, but I wasn't specifically EOD.
Thank you for clarifying. Sorry.
No, it's fine. But yeah, we drove the routes, and when we found ordnance or, you know, IEDs and that type of thing, we did blow them in place the same as EOD would do. So yeah, you know, very similar job.
And as far as the Iraq claims, I mean, you heard Governor DeSantis' comments yesterday.
Yes.
And does that fit with what you saw when you were there?
Well, so actually he mentioned 2007, 2008, right about the same time frame that I was there. And yeah, it was very much, there was a lot of the what we were finding, especially towards the tail end of my deployment, was very specifically Iranian made. We were finding a lot of EFPs, which are like projectile IEDs. designed to penetrate armor and vehicles.
So not just blow up, but directed, right. Shaped, formed, like, right. So like a warhead, basically.
The traditional IEDs that you would find would maybe be old ordnance shells, something like that, and they would just be buried in, you know, a tripwire or whatever type of, you know, system to trigger that. But these EFPs were machined, and they would be, like, fired. Think of, like, a bullet coming out of a rifle.
Yeah.
Fired specifically to penetrate the armor and then explode once it penetrated the armor of the vehicle.
Okay, so this is specifically a tactic used to combat the upgrading of bottom-armored vehicles, MRAPs, and things like
that.
That, you know... you can kill somebody in a Hummer with almost anything until it gets upgraded, but some of the subsequent vehicles had better armament against the IEDs, and their response was to go to Iran and get shaped charges that could penetrate that and explode inside.
Absolutely, yes. It was, when we would upgrade something, they would upgrade their tactics to try to figure out, you know. But this was all, these had to be specifically machined, and I remember, we would have our meetings prior to missions, and they would be telling us, you know, we've traced all of this stuff. It's all coming directly from Iran. This has been going on for a long time.
No, I think that's important for people to hear, because I don't think they hear that story very often. That's why I wanted you to tell it again. David, thanks so much for chiming in. And as always, thank you for your service, man. I super appreciate that. But that's the kind of thing that, you know, if you're in a certain group of people, well, everybody just knows that's true. And if you're an American at a distance from a war that may not have affected you much, that might be the first time you're hearing that, you know? But put that in the sort of knowledge backpack that you have when you think about what Israel is facing. You know, they are now, you know, when we talk about proxy states, when we talk about Syria, when we talk about Lebanon, when we talk about Gaza or the West Bank and the Palestinian authorities, and we talk about Iran operating through all of these other proxies or, you know, subsidiaries, and, you know, well, this is not the first time they've done that. You know, they have been doing that for a decade, too. You know, I mean, they are a serious threat to Middle Eastern security and potentially broader security, depending on how things develop. And so when you hear that Israel is firing into Lebanon, or as they have been consistently with Hezbollah firing at them, or into Syria and taking out two airports and a mosque, or into Gaza or into the West Bank, well, they're not just randomly sending in airstrikes against these places. And it really, the question remains, is it only a matter of time before Iran gets drawn in directly or not? And I can only, you know, it's hard to think of, you know, how do you solve this problem if you don't solve the cause? If all you're dealing with is a symptom, I mean, if all you're fighting is Hezbollah and Hamas and Islamic Jihad, you know, are you really, you're not fighting the underlying problem, which is Iran. Anyway, Jake, I'm a little bit late to traffic on the 5. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Just watching this area from, it's on Palafox going from Burgess down to Oakfield. Looks very, very slow there. 98 westbound in Avalon, Tiger Point is starting to flow again as well. You can always text your traffic tips to us at 437-1620. Have a wonderful Tuesday, everybody. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Elon Musk says that he's going to pay $1 billion to change the name of Wikipedia for 1 year to what you would say is a nickname for Richard Ipedia, because he means it to be vulgar. I'm never going to be the guy that says that anybody's got too much money, because I think you earn what you've got. But there's something about having a lot of money that makes you weird. And I think in his case, it's made him, you know, super weird. And, Wikipedia is a great success. It's a great success. It's an incredibly useful trove of information. Twitter, well, he has managed to just about destroy it. You know, so why don't you keep your money and we'll keep our Wikipedia and everything will be fine. All right, a very quick future news. Will we actually get it? I hate to say this one, but will we get a speaker today?
No.
I give up. I'm going to say yes, but it doesn't matter. Right. Will James Calkins keep pushing his weird fanboy relationship with Matt Gaetz?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And I want to see it. I want every moment of this.
It's entertaining. It certainly is.
Please.
Will they be able to properly dye Dwayne The Rock Johnson's wax figure?
I hope so.
It needs to not be Yul Brynner.
5.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.